What you gonna play now?
Bobby, I don't know. But whatsoever I play, it's got to be funky.
Yeah.
One, two, three.
You're listening to the TGIF Show on your Island Connection. KVSHLP Vashon.
I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
Now, baby, listen, baby, don't you treat me this away, cause I'll be back on my feet someday.
Don't care if you do, cause it's understood. You ain't got no money, you just ain't no good.
Well, I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more. Don't you come back no more.
I didn't understand.
Don't you come back no more.
You can't mean that.
And don't you come back.
Oh,
no more.
Now, baby, please.
Don't you come back no more.
What you trying to do to
don't
me?
Greetings, Funksters, and thank you for making the Thank Goodness It's Funky Show a part of your day. I'm Bob Stolk, your guide on this fun audio adventure exploring the genre and subgenre of funk music, both past and present. Well, this show is going to be a whole lot different. Joining me on this fun audio adventure is my daughter, Shaylin, and unlike the normal process where I share all the music with you, Shay and I are going to be sharing those duties. And spoiler alert, the music may not be just funk music either, but I promise you, it will be a wonderful audio adventure. So, get your headphones in place and let's get going. Hi, Shay. Thanks for suggesting this idea and joining me today for this fun audio treat. How you doing?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yes. Well, we're getting ready for some tunes. And as you heard, I opened up the show with a classic Ray Charles tune, which goes for me way back to when I was 12 years old. And I used to play this all the time when I was playing radio DJ. That was my big thing back in the day. And, you know, growing up, you know, you play with trucks and you do all the other stuff. And I was into being a radio DJ. And I used to play this a lot, as well as my other sister's records that she had around. And I had a 45 record player, which you've never, ever seen. You ever seen one of those things? No.
No.
Yeah,
no.
It's vintage. Anyway, I used to do it a lot and do my, you know, radio DJ thing and, you know, play records like Splish Splash by Bobby Darin. You ever hear that?
Oh, yes.
Okay, well, and I was really drawn to this Ray Charles tune, which I used to play a lot. So what do you think about that tune? How's that strike you?
Oh, it's got such a great rhythm to it. It's got such a go. You want to get up and move to it.
Yeah, it is.
It's just a fun song. It really is.
Yeah, and the thing that really I like about it is the bass line. That really makes it for me, which is kind of a boogie-woogie style. And I was doing some research, and it wound up that Ray Charles, when he was 3 years old, he got turned on to a player of a piano who was playing boogie-woogie. And he liked it and he started learning music, and that was the first style of music that he learned. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's really cool. So are you ready to jump into the tunes?
Oh, yes.
Okay. We're going to start out with a good one here. One that is called Cantaloupe, and we'll go from there.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, we have something special down here at Birdland this evening, a recording for Blue Note Records.
Funky, funky. Was an Indian first then?
That was Miss Christy Lee, Experience. That was a fantastic song. I'm so glad you brought that to the table.
Yeah, what I love about this is that, you know, it's hip-hop. It's clearly hip-hop, but it's completely through her cultural lens. She's Musqueam, mm-hmm. and, like, it's fully through her cultural perspective, which I think gives it a... you know, this authenticity that you don't see in some other folks who try to come at, you know, the hip hop genre from, you know, outside African American culture. And you see folks who are trying to, you know, imitate AAVE, imitate the culture. And it's, you know, with music, if you're not being authentic and you're not bringing your true perspective, it shows immediately.
Totally agree with that. That fact that she started from the indigenous music side and put the hip hop spin to it. So I almost think of it as a indigenous fusion.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
you
I also,
even down to the backing instrumentals, the backing vocals, everything about it is through that lens.
Yes. And I like the choruses being in the indigenous language versus in English. So,
yeah. And that's an interesting thing too, because it's a different rhythm. You know, we're used to English having a certain spoken rhythm, and then Musqueam has, you know, a different pattern of emphasis, different syllables and everything, and having to fit both of those into the same beat.
Well, this is where the strength of the tune is, the fact that she used the indigenous tune to begin with, which helped fit the vocals around it. And then, you know, put the hip hop spin on it, which, you know, is really neat. I think that's, yeah, that's really great. Yeah.
And it just comes together in this really cohesive whole.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I find that I am listening to more hip hop lately. If you've heard some of my shows, I've gotten into doing a lot of hip hop, and it's great. And the first tune that we played by us three, Cantaloup, really, I think, got me out of the, I just had this hate, natural hate of rap or hip hop or any of that kind of stuff. I don't like this, you know, because it put a whole new spin on it. It basically, here again, took jazz and put the hip hop application to it. And that really changed me. The whole album is really great. I don't know if you've had a chance to listen to the rest of the album, but I really listened to it a lot. I got really hung up on it. But I especially like this tune because of the Herbie Hancock tune it's built on. But
I like the contrast in there between, you know, the music and then the spoken pieces have a very deliberate rhythm to it.
Yes, yes.
And it makes this nice contrast where you feel like it's flowing back and forth.
Yes, I think that's probably what really made a lot of people go sit up and really go, wow, that's a great way of doing this kind of style of music. And I think it really raised the bar to hip hop. And
no, I think that hip hop has the same problem as, you know, a lot of other genres where what, you know, the same set of tunes gets out there and sort of circulates, and that becomes the face of the genre. And often it's not the most creative or compelling pieces. It's the stuff that has the most broad base appeal.
Yes. Yes. So, yeah. They're not willing to explore like these two artists did on these two pieces that we just heard. And talking about exploration, I think we get back into some music here by a guy who was really exploring and started Neo Soul in the New York City area, which was really going back to the original funk music of the 70s and bringing it up to the, I guess, the 2000s, bringing it up today. So we're going to listen to Chicken Grease by D'Angelo, and then we're going to follow it up with Resisto Ya.
Let me tell you about the chicken grease. Stuff some things to make the people get out the seat. Look, everybody is good if you wanna clap your hands and stomp your feet.
come on down to the front, but you can feel the beat that's from the left to right, to the back, to the middle, and the front. Don't be uptight, shake it off and do what you want. But then pull up it in the club and get a little bit of bump to bump. I know you love me cause I'm funky, cause I just want to show you some love. I'm going to my brothers on the avenue. To the chicken grill. To the sisters in the streets. To the chicken grill. To get to the other side, y'all. But not the kid. See, I'm like that old buck of the Crisco. The sitting on top of the stove. Simmer, simmer, super sizzle like a day. But I wait till the master dips. Let the others go first, so the mothers won't miss. Fry till it's burning crisp. See, we be cooking so the folks can raise their fists like this. Now you know how it's going down. Don't let your neck dip. Move your back and work your way down to your feet. Just don't get near. Come on, everybody, let's I just wanna put you down. Yeah. I just want y'all to get down. Yeah. Everybody come lay down. Come on down in the front, but baby, yo, it's cool. It's cool. Everybody that's making the funk, we'll put you in school. Put you in school. But take a lesson from the blessings, the blessings that are the best you think. I got the music and the instruments, and this is my weapons at hand. Everybody on the floor, that's the difference to me. Clap your hands, clap it, but just stop the beat. I just wanna put you down. Yeah. I just want y'all to get down. Yeah. Everybody come lay down. Yeah. Everybody is talking. Outside, where you at? Yeah.
Se encuentra y aprende y nunca se apaga.
A little bit of the Caribbean there. Thanks for bringing that to the table. And the Latin American beat and the mix of all those genres put together from a Canadian now. I was really surprised to read that.
Yeah. No, she's an interesting lady.
Yes. Quite the rebel, according to some of the reviews of her music. I considered her bold, brash, polarizing persona, which you don't really get out of that. It really does the whole resistance thing is kind of done in a very appealing manner, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think that people get caught up. She has, you know, in her music videos, she has these wonderful, wild outfits that are inspired by, you know, all the mix of cultures in the Caribbean. And, you know, this very dramatic persona. And I think people get caught up in that. And then there's a lot of her music is, you know, very easy to enjoy in some ways.
Yeah, it seems interesting that they describe her music as Afro-Indigenous Colombian-Canadian punk folklorist, traditional transgressive diva angel. It was like, okay, what'd you forget? And I love the previous tune by D'Angelo. It's just it's kind of the mix of the culture, frying up food to enjoy and eat. So let's move along. We have the Presbyterian hornpipe here. Thank you. Songs by two Scottish groups, would you believe?
Yeah, it was all a range of what constitutes quote-unquote Scottish music.
For sure. Of course, they were big fans of James Brown, as you can imagine.
Well, you could absolutely tell from their, their arrangement of the piece.
Oh, yeah. But I like the first tune that you chose by the Battlefield Band.
And one of the things I like about it is this is the music, the underlying music is a traditional piece. I think it was written in the late 1700s, early 1800s. And, this is a traditional Scottish dance tune, and then they've set it to with modern instruments. They've changed the sound of it. They've added this incredible depth of sound just by changing what instruments they're using.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And changing the arrangement. And I like that it challenges the idea that for something to be traditional music, for something to be an authentic cultural expression, it has to be frozen in time.
And you can only play it that certain way?
Yeah. The idea that it has to be, just captured as it was at that moment, that it can't evolve with a culture.
Right, right. And as you know, music, so much of music today is a fusion of so many different genres. We've been hearing such an incredible assortment of genre mixing so far. The different combinations and the sharing of different cultures within this music. And that's what really, I think, brings a lot of excitement and interest to this music, at least for me,
We live in a global society. That's
right.
I mean, I think that, asking people just to sit in their little bubble is ridiculous. We live in a multicultural society everywhere in the world, and that's part of the fun.
Yeah. Do you?
You know, that's this exchange.
Yeah, and it's in some ways it's sad when people aren't open to not having to do it in the traditional way. You know what I mean? So much of music, the way it's constructed these days, is so different than what it used to be like with classical music. I mean, that was really music in a box. You had to do it a certain way, you know, for so many beats in a measure and this kind of stuff. And so many of these other musical styles out of Africa, out of Latin America, they've broken that mold. You know, they play outside the box, you can say, because the beat structure is so different. Let's get back and play some other stuff here. We've got two tunes by the same group. The Honey Dogs doing Truth Serum and Rattling My Tin Cup.
From Joe and the
Those are two different style tunes.
Yeah, and I love that they're, you know, same artist, same album. It's a great album.
Mm-hmm. Totally agree. I realized that my other tune that I like off that album, Tar Baby, Tar Baby Napalm, it sounds so much like 07 in the way it's arranged. Versus the tune you chose, the Rattling My Tin Cup, is so energetic. I mean, it's just, but it's great. The lyrics are just terrific. I am still deciphering what the meaning of the song is, but it's a good tune. And it got me back into listening to the rest of the album. I got hung up on those two tunes that I liked. Yeah, thank you for bringing that out, because all of a sudden I thought, yeah, I got to go back and listen to that album again, which is great.
Yeah, there's so much in there. They are, you know, a very creative band, and, you know, there's just so much contained in that one album, some different moods and styles and energy levels.
Yes. That's their strong point, being so creative.
Thank you.
That was a great tune that you chose right there. Because talk about a mix. Iron and Wine and Calexico. Yeah, it's just like, wow, okay. Yeah, we got a fusion of Western rock, traditional Mexican music, jazz, and I don't know. What would you say Iron and Wine is?
I mean, Iron and Wine is kind of indie rock. And sort of they're in that indie rock folk space. That's definitely their sound. And bringing in Calexico really gave the tune just more drive.
No kidding, especially with the horns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Iron and Wine usually, you know, they just have a more subtle sound.
Yes. Yes.
And adding in that horn, adding a stronger beat.
Yep.
With a little more drive to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really brought out their lyrics. It, you know, brought out new aspects of their sound that you don't typically hear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it was interesting, the first tune we played, El Chepe by Wolfpack, that, for me, I mean, even though it was still got a kind of a funk feel to it, adding that pedal steel, which I have not heard in a long while, just really did great freshness to the tune, you know. The only time I would hear pedal steel is in country music, and country music, after a while for me, is just like, okay, I've had enough. I got to move on to something else. So putting a little funk into it helped a whole lot, at least for me. So
yeah, and it's one of those you can tell, you know, sometimes you can just tell when the musicians are having fun.
Uh-huh. Yeah, those guys definitely do have fun, and they love performing. They have a lot of videos online, and also they do a lot of performances. That was a great way to end the show.
Yes.
And I hope you've enjoyed this audio adventure as much as Shay and I have in sharing the music between us, because it's been great.
Tunes. Thanks for just going along with this.
Oh, no, this
idea
is...
and rolling with it.
Oh, this is great. This is great. You got me out of my funk rut. And it just shows you how great music is. I love just listening to it. And the mix of different kinds of music is just so exciting. And that's kind of like what I was trying to do, what I try and do with, you know, the funk genre. What's the spinoff here? But it's also nice to see what other people are doing beyond the funk music. So thank you so much for doing this. We're going to have to do another one. So funksters, take care. And remember, what do we say? Keep it funky. Bye.